Soon we turned onto an avenue that seemed as broad as the whole village of Yoroido. I could hardly see the other side for all the people, bicycles, cars, and trucks. I'd never seen a car before. I'd seen photographs, but I remember being surprised at how, well, cruel the way they looked to me in my frightened state, as though they were designed more to hurt people than to help them. All my senses were assaulted. Trucks rumbled past so close, I could smell the scorched rubber odor of their tires. I heard a horrible screech, which turned out to be a streetcar on tracks in the center of the avenue. I felt terrified as evening settled in around us, but I was never so astonished by anything in my life as by my first glimpse of city lights. I'd never even seen electricity except during part of our dinner at Mr. Tanaka's house. Here, windows were lit along the buildings upstairs and down, and the people on the sidewalk stood under puddles of yellow glow. I could see pinpoints even at the far reaches of the avenue. We turned onto another street, and I saw for the first time the Minamisa Theater standing on the opposite side of the bridge ahead of us. Its tiled roof was so grand, I thought it was a palace. At length, the rickshaw turned down an alleyway of wooden houses. The way they were all packed together, they seemed to share one continuous facade, which once again gave me the terrible feeling of being lost. I watched women in kimono rushing around in a great hurry on the little street. They looked very elegant to me, though, as I later learned, they were mostly maids. When we came to a halt before a doorway, Mr. Beku instructed me to get out. He climbed out behind me, and then, as if the day hadn't been difficult enough, the worst thing of all happened. For when Satsu tried to get out as well, Mr. Beku turned and pushed her back with his long arm. "Stay there," he said to her. "You're going elsewhere." I looked at Satsu, and Satsu looked at me. It may have been the first time we'd ever completely understood each other's feelings, but it lasted only a moment, for the next thing I knew, my eyes had welled up with tears so much I could scarcely see. I felt myself being dragged backward by Mr. Beku. I heard women's voices and quite a bit of commotion. I was on the point of throwing myself onto the street when suddenly Satsu's mouth fell open at something she saw in the doorway behind me. I was in a narrow entryway with an ancient-looking well on one side and a few plants on the other. Mr. Beku had dragged me inside, and now he pulled me up onto my feet. There, on the step of the entryway, just slipping her feet into her lacquered zori, stood an exquisitely beautiful woman wearing a kimono lovelier than anything I'd ever imagined. I'd been impressed with the kimono worn by the young buck-toothed geisha in Mr. Tanaka's village of Senzuru, but this one was a water blue with swirling lines in ivory to mimic the current in a stream.